Information and Communications University, striving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbai Tailash. The headlines: four statutory bodies. Apologies for the delay. The headlines: remains of the late 6th Republican President Dr. Edgar Tagwalungu will not be repatriated. Works are currently underway to form a neighborhood watch team in Garden Township. In international headlines, at least 7 people have died in South Africa's Eastern Cape province due to flooding. And Zambians urged to look at a broader picture after the poor COSAFA performance. Now the news in detail. Western Province UPND Media Team Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the funeral of late 6th Republican President Dr. Edgar Tagwalungu is both a solemn and heartbreaking experience that calls for deep reflection, anchored on respect, unity and love for each other as brothers and sisters, given that Zambia is a Christian nation. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says there is a time and place for everything, and that now is definitely not time for politicking, but a time for mourning a son of the soil who ascended and held the highest office in the land as 6th Republican President for all Zambians, regardless of their political or religious affiliation, and as such, he deserves a dignified and befitting send-off. Mr. Mulemwa says it is unfortunate how the late Republican President's death is being politicized by some section of society, particularly opposition political players that seek to score maximum points by spreading hate speech and finger-pointing at a time of national mourning. He says there is need to put it on record that ECL was the 6th Republican President of Zambia, and his stature, even in death, shouldn't be reduced to a mere partisan portfolio.
There is a time and place for everything, and now is definitely not a time for politicking, but a time for mourning a son of the soil who ascended and held the highest office in the land as 6th Republican President for all Zambians, regardless of their political or religious affiliation. And as such, he deserves a dignified and befitting send-off. Unfortunately, we have noticed with dismay how the late Republican President's death is being politicized by some section of society, particularly opposition political players.
African ambassadors accredited to the African Union have paid tribute to the former President Dr. Edgar Tagwalungu and have been visiting the embassy of Zambia in Addis Ababa to sign the book of condolence in honor of the late former President of Zambia. Speaking in a statement, First Secretary Person Tourism at the Zambian Embassy in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Mrs. Inutu Mpango Mwanza, says the Namibian Ambassador to Ethiopia, Mr. Mbapewa Muvangua, has remarked that former President Lungu's passing was a profound loss, not only for Zambia, but also for the entire African continent. Ms. Mupango says the ambassador has reaffirmed Namibia's solidarity with the people of Zambia during this period of national mourning. The other ambassadors are the Mozambican ambassador to Ethiopia, Anna Nemba, and the charge de affairs of the Embassy of the Republic of Malawi in Ethiopia, Diana Nkomba Jere. Action Aid Zambia has warned that reduced aid, climate crisis, rising debt and austerity are straining public resources and weakening essential services in health, education and social protection. Speaking during the government stakeholders meeting at Intercontinental in Lusaka, Action Aid Country Director Fides Temba says the institute recognizes the critical challenges presented broadly and locally regarding financing strategies. Ms. Temba says the institute is not an opposition, but a partner with all stakeholders present, and called for approaches anchored in justice and inclusion in alternative financing that can work for Zambia. She says progressive tax reforms, measures to curb illicit financial flows, enhanced gender-responsive budgeting and investments that protect the citizens of Zambia are essential, and that civic engagement and accountable governance are vital to making the solutions work for the country.
These factors, colleagues, continue to drain public resources, affecting the quality of services in health, education, and social protection. While we acknowledge the difficult global economic climate, we also recognize that this moment presents a critical opportunity to think broadly and locally about our financing strategies. We are here today not in opposition, but in partnership with all stakeholders present. The CFO position that will be shared is rooted in a vision of national progress, anchored in justice and inclusion. We are calling for alternative financing approaches.
Now, government has announced that the remains of the late 6th President, Dr. Edgar Tagwalungu, will not be repatriated today, as previously scheduled, with a new death to be communicated. In a statement, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, says constructive consultations between the government, the family and other stakeholders are still ongoing to ensure a smooth repatriation. Mr. Kangwa says the public will be advised in due course when the body of the late former president will arrive from South Africa. He further says the public will be advised on the full details of the state funeral program as soon as the consultations are concluded. Ngwerere Ward 22 Councillor Adrian Banda says works are currently underway to form a neighbourhood watch team to enhance security in Garden Township. Mr. Banda was responding to the vandalism of a newly installed Zesco transformer and the subsequent theft of some component in the vandalized transformers in the area around the Swarage Pond. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Banda issued a stern warning to the vandals to desist from vandalizing critical infrastructure, because when caught, they will face the full wrath of the law. He further says it is important to have a neighborhood watch team in the area to protect property and the residents, and his office is working around the clock to ensure it's established as soon as possible.
I learned that they have vandalized the transformer and they stole some components from the same transformer. As a head counselor, I'm giving a strong warning that whosoever found, let the law take it on course. And also, I'm appealing to the general public and the residents from there that let's form the neighborhood watch so that we can also enforce or assist the police in uniform to have full information about it. And so, if you have got suspicious, we have got Mr. Kalibozo, our zone leader, we have got the BBC chairperson, Mr. Kalimukwa, we have got the police, you can inform the police in confidence. So, this is the report we have. We are suspecting something so that the police can.
We now take a break. Do stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221.